A state representative from Marshalltown says today he's running to be the next chairman of the Iowa Democratic Party. Mark Smith says his background gives him the ability to step in and help restore confidence in his party. Current chair Troy Price announced his resignation yesterday after more than a week of confusion about the process and the results of the Iowa caucuses. Smith announced in September he would not seek re-election to a 10th term in the Iowa House. The Democratic Party State Central Committee will meet Saturday afternoon to elect a new party chair. Republicans on an Iowa House panel have advanced a bill requiring women who have a miscarriage, abortion, or stillbirth to choose burial or cremation for the fetal remains. Tom Chapman, a lobbyist for Iowa's Catholic bishops, says he's heard from some women who didn't like how the remains of their pregnancies were handled.
Whether people oppose or support abortion, I think the least we can do is ensure that all human remains, including the bodily remains of all unborn children, are treated with dignity and respect.
Two women at the hearing shared their experiences with miscarriages. They said it's insulting to suggest women going through a very difficult time should have to make that decision and be given a death certificate. A lobbyist associated with the state's largest hospital network says they already have a policy of discussing options with women whose pregnancies end, and they keep their remains for a month in case they change their mind. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.